From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The L.A. County coroner on the stand at the O.J. Simpson murder trial. Prosecutor Brian Kelberg asked him about tears in the clothes of Ron Goldman.
These defects, all of the ones you saw, the six on the shirt, the three in the pants, in your opinion, what, if any, source or sources could cause those kinds of defects?
A sharp instrument, like a knife.
The prosecutor then showed a number of knives and types of knives to Dr. Lakshmanan. The grisly autopsy pictures should soon be shown to the jury. O.J. Simpson was visibly upset as the coroner began to talk about his examination of the murder victims. There's word from New Orleans that police have made two arrests in the murders of three people, including the ex-wife and son of former New Orleans Saints player Benny Thompson. The killings happened back in February. Benny Thompson himself is not one of those arrested. The fate of the American fighter pilot shot down over Bosnia last week, still unknown. The Pentagon says no new beeper signals have been heard. The Bosnian Serbs vowed to release many UN peacekeepers today, but that has not happened yet. On Capitol Hill, Senate Republican leader Bob Dole declared his support for pulling UN forces out of Bosnia.
Keeping United Nations protection forces on the ground, it definitely will not bring us to a solution in Bosnia. Indeed, it will prevent a solution by reinforcing the failed status quo.
Senator Dole, a former First Lady, became very emotional last night after receiving an award for promoting Alzheimer's awareness. Yes, it was Nancy Reagan, whose husband, of course, suffers from Alzheimer's. Mrs. Reagan said she prays a cure will be found, but in the meantime,
our duty is to support one another each and every day. Because for the caregiver, it's a long goodbye. Thank you.
You're listening to ABC News.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Havard.
Oh, hi, James.
Lots of groceries, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, I almost rang that up as stovetop stuffing.
What?
Well, the red and yellow box almost fooled me.
Oh, that's not stovetop?
No, it isn't. Let me get you a price.
You know, wait a minute.
Price, James!
My kids won't go for anything but stovetop, you know, with the toasty breadcrumbs and the herbs and spices.
Need a price or no-name stuffing.
Hey, Mom, did you hear that?
Yeah, someone's buying some other kind of stuffing.
Really?
There's no substitute for stovetop, and look for a free packet of new Mango Berry Kool-Aid soft drink mix in specially marked boxes.
George, clog her up!
Oh, my head.
Allergens such as pollen don't like you. Your sinus pain means nothing to them. Show them no mercy. Take Drix Oral Allergy Sinus. It's the only medicine that relieves itchy eyes, sneezing, congestion, even your sinus pain and pressure for 12 hours.
Hey, she's fighting back!
Twice as long as Tylenol Allergy Sinus or Benadryl, so you'll feel better, longer.
I think we're sunk.
Uh-oh.
Drix Oral Allergy Sinus. Take Drix Oral. Fight harder. Use only as directed.
KSTP News, good afternoon. I'm Ross Kurgis. The severe weather today has hampered efforts by the FBI to locate a possible buried body in Minneapolis. Police aren't sure if the man is even dead, but they cannot locate a man who used to live with George Griller. Last winter, police dug up two bodies in Griller's backyard. Officials suspect a third body may be buried in a nearby vacant lot. A shooting spree in western Wisconsin has left one person dead and three others wounded. Dunn County Sheriff's officials say they responded to a call at a hotel outside Menominee when a man opened fire on them. Police shot back, wounding the suspect in the stomach. Then police found three other victims who had apparently been shot before police arrived. One victim died at the scene. No word yet on the names of the victims or a possible motive. Members of the Shakopee Sioux community gathered outside federal courthouse in St. Paul today to urge a judge to uphold a ruling by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Last week, the BIA overturned a tribal vote that allowed hundreds more people to qualify as tribal members and thereby share in the tribe's casino profits. The issue is now before a federal judge who has ordered both sides to give him more information on the case by Monday. And a Baltimore newspaper is critical of a Bloomington-based education management company. The Baltimore Sun reported today that the city of Baltimore paid Education Alternatives Incorporated extra money without achieving extra results. The paper says the city paid $18 million more over the last 3 years than it would have cost the city to run the schools, but student test scores showed no significant improvement. That's a check on the news. Now let's look at traffic with Art Reeder.
Well, thank you. We've got plenty of slow traffic out there in Angston, eastbound crosstown of Penn Avenue, backing traffic all the way up to 169. Had an accident earlier, eastbound 694 at Lexington. It's cleared, but you'll still find slow traffic back to at least Long Lake Road. Some water on the road, southbound Highway 100 at Excelsior Boulevard. That's starting to drain off into the ditches. But watch for slow traffic continuing back to 394. If your northbound traffic is slow, back to 50th Street. Westbound 94, you watch for slow traffic with construction and wet roads from Lexington to the U. Eastbound's backed up all the way to the Lowry Hill Tunnel. West 694 on the north end is slow from Xerxes Avenue to 169. 494 eastbound is slow from Flying Cloud Drive to Penn Avenue. 4 a.m. 1500 KSTP. I'm Art Reeder.
Now for Dave Dahl's KSTP weather forecast. Thunderstorms tonight, some heavy. A low near 66. Tomorrow, more storms expected. A high near 74. Right now, thunder showers and 67 degrees in the Twin Cities. That's the latest from the Channel 5 Eyewitness Newsroom. I'm Ross Kirchis, KSTP News.
Hi, this is Barbara Carlson with yet another fabulous contest for you to enter. On Friday, the 16th of June, Barbara Carlson and friends will broadcast live from the Mall of America's East Rotunda. Immediately following my show, we'll conduct the KSTP AM 1500 Wonder Dads competition in honor of Father's Day. I'm looking for 10 brave dads to compete in a little obstacle course with a grand prize of a Beam central cleaning system for the home and other great prizes. So dads, send a postcard to KSTP Wonder Dads before June 14th at 2792 Maplewood Drive, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55109. Be a Wonder Dad and happy Father's Day from AM 1500 KSTP.
Gypsy woman told his mama before it was born, this one's gonna be on the radio. Woman, you've been warned. Go tell everybody, let the whole world know. He may be stone blind and out of his mind, but he'll have one hell of a show. Now he's here.
You see him out here as this funny and irreverent and very intelligent and insightful and, of course, boyish good looks person. He is all of that. But in fact, it takes a very strong personality behind the scenes to keep a show like this on the air. It was his creative force that put it together in the very beginning. It's been his will, his perseverance, and his belief in the show that's kept us on the air all these years. His insistence on excellence. It's been a wholesome show. It's been an uplifting show. This is the best school of broadcasting in the country. It's also a mission for this man to do this show. It was not like a job. It was like important to him to show the community in the best possible way, to give them a positive view of the Twin Cities. So it was a mission for him to do good work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here's John Bogle.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Hey! I thought maybe we could have a drink. My husband's out of town.
If only we could keep this insidious stuff off the air.
I'm not sure that I agree with you. What purpose would that serve?
Well, the people wouldn't have to listen to it.
Hey, fool, this is Mr. T. And you know nothing better than I like to do on the 4th of July than to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Don't be crazy.
You have to be so crude?
Don Bogle.
And I've heard a lot of talk stations, but I have never heard one as ridiculous as yours. I mean, yours is absolutely no talent. What do they pay you there, about $65 a week? You and those other two boobs that you work alongside with? What a joke.
And we're glad you're here, baby. Pull up your bar stool, have a drink on me. Toss around, now the sound's stone blind and crazy.
AM 1500 KSTP, AM 1500. Bruce Gordon. As we kick back and listen to some classic Don Vogel on his afternoon saloon, as I've pointed out before, if I had to have a hotline, I'd be using it. But it's that was Vogel's. I do not have access to the Heaven Hotline. Mr. Royce.
Mr. Gordon, boy, I haven't talked to you in a long
time. It's been so long.
When did you leave KSDP?
I left on my own volition.
One of the few
during those crazy years.
Of course, Mr. Gordon has often pointed out that he had three station managers at KSTP, and only two of them were let out by security.
Absolutely true. And
Vogel,
I think
he'll beat the Terminator to... Vogel left before the Terminator got him the first time, too, right?
He was in the middle of the show, and Terminator was... it was his last show, and Terminator popped his head open and said, "See you later, Vogel!" That's how he said goodbye. Those are the last words they had. Terminator was one of the managers here. But
David Ruth, of course, didn't have the pleasure of working at the big AM 1500 when it was truly a professional operation.
This is you had no idea what to expect when he got here every day. Yeah, no idea. But I understand under the steady hand of Ginny and Mr. Conrad,
it's amazing, Gordo. You wouldn't believe it.
They have smoothed the waters, eh?
That's true.
Not too bad.
I can't
believe that I'm in this studio, and you know, right here, Mr. Royce, right here where I'm tapping my foot.
Yeah.
This is where Vogel did a sit up.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he did a sit up right here. It was the coolest thing.
Of course, one of our favorite moments with him, Such and I. Remember we had the Verispeed?
I will never forget that.
Somebody had this, David, there was this old. It was the original Nordic track, basically, but the thing was 1,000 years old.
It was the vibrator
crude
thing.
Crude as could be, and you were supposed to jog along on this thing.
No. This was the belt that attached around your belly.
Okay. But then there was also, wasn't there a track on it, too?
No,
just the belt.
It was just a belt that vibrated like a washing machine.
That was going to take weight off you.
That's right.
And Such and I are going to use it to shake the truth out of people.
This is your truth machine.
The object was to shake the truth out of people. We got Vogel on that damn thing one day, and he was scared. I mean, I never saw, usually it being unsighted didn't scare him, but he was terrified. He said, "Get me the hell off here."
I believe
he didn't know if he was on a cliff or where he was.
I believe you folks remember the Aleutian Islands earthquake of 86. That's what started it. It was Vogel on this Vera.
You know, and that dang thing disappeared one day. We came one Monday night, and it was gone. The Vera speed was gone, and so was Vogel.
I saw Norm, the engineer, and Norm's looking a lot trimmer. I think he had it.
Norm might have taken it.
Well, I suppose we better get to some sports here before we get back to the highlights.
We don't have to do too many. The Fighting Twinks start their $1 for teenagers tonight.
Yeah, it'd be funny if only...
If you're a student, you can get in for a buck tonight, and that's about what the Twins and Brewers are worth, I would say. Plus, if you're a teacher, you can get in for a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're a teacher, we would hope that you would be intelligent enough not to go to that game.
You would have been
teaching our youth. We want you to be a little smarter.
That's right, and you should have taught the youth of America not to go to the Twins game.
This will be a bad game tonight, the Brewers and the Twinks. Brad Radke pitching, and he needs a good game. We were hopeful with that lad his first couple of starts, but he's, you're around those Twins pitchers long enough, and you develop bad habits, and he's been rotten three starts in a row, so... They need a good game out of him. And guess what? Vogel would have loved this. The Jets deal is falling through in Winnipeg. We aren't dead yet.
There's a possibility we can get this.
We might get him yet.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Labor Day is the deadline, apparently.
There is no deadline.
Training camp
opens. There's never been a deadline.
I don't know. Apparently the Izzy Asper group and the Barry Schenkerow group can't stand each other. So there's the Winnipeg Sun reported this morning that there's a lot of quibbling between the two parties. They can't get together, and the deal is close to collapse, although they still think the Jets will play there the 95-96 season, but they think the quibbling might cause the financing for the new arena to fall through, which would then cause the team to leave, which would then have us back begging the legislature for $20 million again next year to see if they want a hockey franchise or not.
Izzy is the Harvey McKay of Winnipeg, right?
Izzy Asper, yes. Izzy's a 70-year-old guy who arrived and one day was quoted as saying he was going to save the franchise. The next day was quoted as saying, what are they talking about?
I don't have any money.
I just offered him a couple of mil, you know? And then 2 days later, he was the savior again. But now Izzy and Barry Schenkerow apparently are not getting along. So that deal will not... The Jets conversation will continue to plague us as long as, I guess, the Timberwolves Target Center deal was what? What was that, about 2.5 years that melodrama lasted?
It's not done yet, is it?
I think it is.
They finally signed something? Okay.
Except Bill Sexton and who else? A couple other guys are getting sued now. Poor Sexton, he bailed out on the deal. Now he's getting sued. I'm sure he's going to end up in Costa Rica or some damn place trying to stay away, but...
all right, Patrick, we'll talk to you later.
All right. I've been listening to the salute to Mr. Vogel and enjoying it thoroughly. Such dug out a great one, Gordo, by the way, yesterday. One I could not remember, Don doing Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah. You were.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Somebody was telling me about this that I didn't even remember he did a Woody Allen.
If it's laying around there, just for your own... enjoyment, you should play it during a break.
Well, maybe we'll even get to it this hour now that you've brought it up
all
on
right.
the air. So.
See you later.
Thank you. Patrick Royce, you start to be a sports columnist on KSTP AM 1500. Now, last hour we had talked briefly about this bit. When Vogel left the first time to go to Chicago, it was brought up that he could not bring his characters with him. Therefore, he was going to have to kill them off. And this is this was the genesis of the whole thing. Here it is.
Rated before the one-man firing squad of Mr. Mitch Berg, shot and killed. Bruce, I know that this will come to a shock as some of the kind and gentle folk, but it's the only way that I can think of to...
The only way?
Well, the way that I want to get rid of them.
Okay.
Here in the Twin Cities to just plain shoot them dead. And Mitch Berg always... itching to use that machine gun. What is it, Mitch? The Heckler Koch something?
Heckler and Koch HK-21.
Yeah, he's always ready to fire that baby up. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, can we bring in...
Who should we start with?
Let's start with Mr. Tron, shall we? Mr. Right. Barry Tron.
Let me put a fresh belt in here, Donna.
Former Twin Cities DJ.
Forever! What are you doing there, man? I don't want to die. You know what I mean? It's so permanent.
Well, sorry, Barry. You have been designated as the first one. Bruce, would you like to ask Barry or tell him anything before we...
Well, Barry, we've certainly enjoyed your company on the program.
Well, man, if you enjoyed me so much, how come you're going to shoot me dead right in my head?
Because of stupid rhymes like that, Barry.
We don't want you running around uncontrolled by Don. Don's going to be gone.
But so. I just got this gig as a wrestling guy.
Well... It didn't look too promising anyway, Barry.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Blindfold?
No, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, put one on me. Make me like Vogel. I really don't want to die.
This one isn't even a challenge.
One thing I can do, just let me know because I don't want to go. Oh, baby!
And so ends the life of Mr. Barry Tron, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's do another one.
Okay.
All right.
What should we get next?
Well,
burn my barrel out at this rate.
Cosell would just be choice.
All right, Howard.
Howie, baby.
Come on in, old man. Your turn. Hello again, everyone. I really thought my demise would be more dignified than this. Little did I know. I would be stood up before the firing squad and just pummeled with...
We could make it dignified and just give him the one shot.
I'll have to break out the other.
What kind of gun is that now?
This is a Springfield 03.
Springfield 03.
That's right.
One of my favorite guns. Well, little did I know, as I said, that I'd be riddled with bullets. I really thought I've got more to contribute to society and would like to stick around a while.
Sorry, Howard.
You're wrong.
All right. Tell it like it is.
Oh!
Well, they're peaceful. Way to go. Shall we?
Might as well keep going, Don.
Shall we get Mr. Keith Jackson in here, maybe?
Oh, I'd love to see Keith go.
Oh, I tell you. I was just walking around the building, and all of a sudden they said, go out of the lobby and come into the studio. I come into the studio, and they tell me I'm going to die. Oh, I tell you, I just wanted to fumble with the door to get out of here. Oh, my goodness, they're not going to let me say much, and it's going to blow me away.
Mr. Jackson bites the dust, and another one bites the dust. Well, we thought we'd have a very sentimental last hour of the Don Vogel show, so
right,
we're just killing people.
Oh, let's go after real radio now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ruth Coatrack is moseying into the studio. We dragged her over here.
Oh, I never did like you anyway.
Tim Mussel is here. I think we're going to spare Tim's life, though, perhaps.
I was just wondering if I might take a stab at, you know...
Oh, you'd like to do it yourself, I'll bet.
Well, you said it, not me there, El Racco.
Oh, sure, Tim Mussel, my own partner, wanted to do away with Coatrack.
Mitch, hand me that here.
No, I don't want to die. I want to communicate with the
people.
This
is for those guests you booked. Thanks, Don. Great show.
Thank you, Mr. Mussel. I really appreciate it. We better... while we're commissioning people to go get body bags, I think we'll take a break.
AM 1500 KST.